It is day 32 of the Omer. The Mishnah Yomi continues in the fourth parak of Shvit at the fifth Mishnah. The fourth Mishnah talked about thinning out olive trees so they wouldn't be damaged when they were too close together. Now here the fifth Mishnah, Hamavkia b'zayith, someone who makes beka, makes a split. He splits a branch off the olive tree, and here he's doing it just to get firewood for a permitted use. Lo yechapehu b'afar. Don't cover up where he split the branch with dirt. That's going to benefit the tree and actually improve the tree. And the chiluk here to know is you can do things on Shemitah that save a tree from damage or loss, but not that improve and make it larger. But you could cover it up with stones or straw. That's simply to prevent it drying out, to keep the moisture in, but not to, in fact, make it better. Hakotzitz korut shikma. Someone cuts beams from a shikma, a sycamore. Lo yichafehu be'afar. Similarly, don't cover that with dirt. Avol mechasehu be'avonim o bekosh. You can use stones and straw, again, that just traps in the existing moisture and prevents it from drying. Ein kotzitzin betulat shikma b'shvid. We do not cut a virgin sycamore on Shemitah, and this is a sycamore that's never been cut. Mipnei shehi avoda. This is avoda. These sycamore trees we've mentioned in other Mishnayos, they were allowed to grow for a while, then cut almost down to the ground, and then they'd actually grow larger and straighter, and they were used to make beams for building. So the first time you cut a sycamore, it's certainly an avoda that's intended to make the tree grow larger. Behuda Omer Kedarka Asur. Behuda says you can't cut it in the normal fashion, which was you leave it within 10 tefachim of the ground. Ela Omagbia Asur Tefachim, either raise it above 10 tefachim, the place where he cuts, O Gomem Me'ala Aretz, or lower it way down to the ground. That, of course, reminds us of the funny question of where do you shecht a giraffe, because that's such a long neck, where you shecht it. So the answer is, well, anywhere on the neck you want. That's kosher for shkita. So it's in this case, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to cut it in a different place than normal so it doesn't look like a normal avoda, and you can tell you're not trying to make it larger. Mishnah Vav. Hamazonev bigfonim. Someone who literally tails in grapes. Now, we've seen this word zanav, a tail, when we were discussing in Kilayim, in Kilaya Kerem, that the minimum vineyard or kerem was a row of three and a row of two, and there was discussion about that fifth one, the one out of the row sticking out like a zanav, like a tail. So here it seems that he's removing a vine that's sticking out from the plant itself. So he's tucking in the tail or cutting off the tail here. I'm zonav begafonim, a kotzitz konim, or he's cutting reeds. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Yarchik Tefach. He cuts in a place that's at least a tefach away from the trunk or the main vine of the plant or from the ground, so it doesn't look like he's improving them by trimming them radically. He's just cutting off what he needs. For instance, he needs the firewood, or he wants the vine to tie his bundle up, something like this. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kotzitz Kedarka. Rabbi Akiva says he could even cut the vines or the reeds normally, bekardum, obamagol, obamagera, bekomashiyirtze. So he could use the normal kinds of tools. He could use an axe or a sickle or a saw or any tool he wants. Rabbi Akiva is moda that you don't want to make a straight cut. You want to use the tool imprecisely to make it look like you're not trying to make it grow back stronger. Ilan shenif shah, a tree that has cracked. So this tree is sort of split in half. Maybe struck by lightning. Maybe it started leaning to two sides. Koshin atu b'shvit. You could tie it back together on shvit. So you're trying to keep the tree alive, not to make it bigger, but just to keep it going. Lo sheya'ale ela shelo yosif. Not in a way that makes it go back up together, so they get healed back together and bigger, but shelo yosif, so it's not going to split any further. So you're preventing any further damage from occurring on shvit. Shkoyach rabosai.